This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be covering today is just this. It isn't like they didn't tell us what they were doing. And the question I have for the American people is, what did you expect? We'll be getting to that in just a little bit here. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Grace Joy. She is 11 years old, friends. Do you remember being 11? I do. I can remember it was like it was just like it was yesterday, I can remember. Happy birthday, Grace Joy, a friend of Bethany Brown, a faithful on Top Chat. Again, happy birthday, Grace Joy. She is 11 years old. Let's give her a shout-out. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. After the first segment, we're going to be bringing my friend on, a fellow radio show host out of Johnstown, Denver, Colorado area, and he's out of 1360 AM KHNC, Brian Roberts. He texted me today, and he had some information, and I thought, you know what, Brian, this would be great for the people to hear it, because this is firsthand experience concerning what's going on with this whole pandemic that's taking place. So with that said, friends, we're going to be covering much in a short amount of time during the show today. And again, I want to go back and revert back to yesterday's show, and I want to highlight some things. And then what I want to do is I want to show you in Scripture so you can understand how you can actually make the Word of God applicable to your current situation. Yesterday, we had talked about how it was being ramped up on the 22nd, on the 23rd, concerning this stimulus bill, this COVID-19 stimulus bill. This is how it was being sold to the people. And then we were told that Donald Trump said, $600 is not enough. We need $2,000 in there to justify what he said he didn't agree with. And then what we found out just a couple hours ago, friends, is he signed the bill, basically signing off the American people to receive $600 checks. So what people are really slow to catch on to is the fact that what, again, we're being told, okay, from their mouths, and what they are doing concerning bearing fruit are two different stories. I've said this a million times. You need to take heed for your own good. We were told, by the way, going back again, reverting back to yesterday's show real quick, that this COVID, listen, it's called the COVID relief bill. The COVID relief bill. This is the bill that the president did sign. Some people said he didn't sign it. Yes, he did sign it. I don't know where you're at or if you're just a little slow on the uptake, but the fact of the matter is he did sign it. I want the American people to listen to this really quick so they can understand. The COVID relief bill has almost nothing to do with COVID. The bill contains $85 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military-styled equipment. $25 million will go for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, right? $505 million to Belize. Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. $40 million of this COVID relief bill that was sold to the American people behind the name because the corrupt politicians knew that you would go no further than what they told you. They signed off on $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion for the Smithsonian and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Folks, this was the COVID relief bill. You get $600 of your money back. The president just signed off on it. Remember, that was one of the stipulations. If I pass this, then the American people are going to get, well, they're going to get $2,000. Well, I guess that's still on the table, right? But he already signed off on the $600. They know that your attention spans are so short. That's why they can continuously do what they do. So you can almost rest assured that this is going to go away too. And it's going to go down in the books, friends, that you receive $600 and you weren't receiving the $2,000. And first of all, I would ask the question, since when was it the government's money to give it away or give it back to the American people in the first place? It's not. It's not. Folks, this is called socialism. When I bring up 1 Kings 13:33, do understand, after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, returned not from his evil ways, okay, but made again of the lowest people, the priests of the high places, corrupt politicians, movie stars, rock stars, whatever the case is, friends, they take the baser sword and they put them up as the standard for the people to emulate. That's how you destroy. And this is exactly what 1 Kings 13:33 tells us. Now, with that said, one of the other things that was brought up yesterday was the fact that we were listening to the likes of Pastor Jeffress, who sits on the evangelical board, which, by the way, you all the well know, if you know scripture, he was appointed to such a position because, again, they need the baser sort to get away with the things that they do. Benito Mussolini said he couldn't have righteous men around him because he couldn't control them. He needed scoundrels. They were much easier to control, said Benito Mussolini. Do you think that's not applicable as to what's taking place today in America? You better know it is. But when he was on Fox News, he was talking about a gift from God. The president called a miracle, a Christmas present miracle and a Christmas miracle. And Jeffress comes right behind him as a salesman to sell the church in America the vaccinations. I knew we were up to something. So what I did is I pulled the curtain back just a little bit. And we found that mega churches and other religious organizations with ties to vocal support of Donald Trump, those that supported Donald Trump in the church, they were the ones that were appointed, were approved for millions of dollars in forgivable loans from a taxpayer-funded pandemic aid bailout, according to the long-awaited government data released just this last week. Now, keep in mind, this was in July of this year. We highlighted it back then, but I wanted to bring it back so you could understand as to what's in play in real time, so you can understand how Judas, Pastor Jeffress, is selling you out like he is the rest of the church individuals that have been put in place as well. Now, it also tells us that Vice President Mike Pence, Creepy Mike, spoke at a rally last month at the First Baptist Church of Dallas, whose pastor, Robert Jeffress, had been on Trump's evangelical advisory board. The church was approved for $2 to $5 million. $2 to $5 million loan by the government. Where's the government getting the money from to loan to the likes of a Jeffress? From you, friends. From your tax dollars. This also includes others, namely Prosperity Gospel Leader, as she likes to be called, Paula White, who's an absolute heretic in the eyes of real Christians, yet she's appointed, and she does what? She is nothing but in vocal support of this president, friends, that is selling this country down the river, friends. I'm just showing you by their fruit. Put that up against Luke 22:48. He kissed the Son of Man, and he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Wow, the new year's almost here, friends. Merry Christmas. It's not over yet. It's not over yet, right? You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. Listen, folks, I'm just going to pull up my friend Brian Roberts from KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver, Colorado, 1360 AM. Hey, Brian, I got to tell you, thank you for the friendship, because I honestly and truly do appreciate the fact that we stay in touch behind closed doors, because we can do this together. And I think if people would make that connection with people on a nationwide basis, we'd be much more secure than what we are. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Amen to that, Bradley. Thank you for the invitation to join you. So many disturbing things to talk about. Do appreciate your ministry, your truth-telling, forth-telling that you do on a daily basis.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Now, listen, outside of the fact that we have been staying connected, which I think is a cool thing, I really sincerely do that. I don't know that you know this, Brian, but I used to tour right on Colfax Avenue there in Denver, Colorado. We used to play a place called Big City Lights. Do you remember that? Like back in the late 90s?
Well, that was when I had graduated college in the early 90s, so I had moved past that, but I definitely know where Colfax is, and there's a couple of places down there I'd been to concerts before, but didn't have the pleasure to see you play.
Well, it's interesting because, you were doing the right thing, I was doing the wrong thing, and now we're both doing the right thing, so I praise God for that.
Well, I got plenty of those experiences to say I was not on the straight and narrow. And still wage that war as well with Holy Spirit's guidance.
Amen. Well, let's get to this, Brian, because, again, it's important that people understand that this is coming from firsthand experience. This isn't I heard from so-and-so. This is actually inside someone close to you. You texted me today, and when you texted what you texted me today, I said, you know what, you need to tell the people on the radio show as to the experience that your, I don't say it's your opportunity in any sense of the word, but maybe a dissatisfaction or an unpleasant scenario taking place in front of you. Can you go ahead and share it with 133 cities, please, as to what you shared with me?
I sure will. And just know this is coming from Colorado. We've got a we've got a governor that I guess you could say the Lord's judgment is on this state, as evidenced by this this governor. I don't even want to give his name out, give him that much credence, but those involved in the massive propagation of these lies are, I've come to the conclusion, are fully invested. They're not going to back off, because if they do back off, they know that they'll be exposed for the fraud and the criminality that they've been conducting. But a friend of my wife's relayed this story. She shared it with me last night. A young lady that's friends with her son got the COVID vaccine. I think she works at a retirement home, is from what I can tell. Got the Controla virus, the COVID-1984 jab. She fell violently ill 6 hours later. And the excuse that they told her, the medical establishment, was that she probably had the coronavirus when she was sick earlier in the year in January, and it was just her body reacting to whatever, you know, God knows literally whatever is in these jabs that the military started getting on Monday and the first responders started getting before that.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And it's interesting, we don't hear these adverse side effects unless it comes from people such as yourself, or it comes from those on the grassroots level that are willing to tell the people what the mainstream media is attempting to cover up. But we're seeing more and more and more of this. As a matter of fact, Brian, just yesterday I had played and I could feel her. I don't know if you've seen it or if you've heard it. It's a nurse from Tennessee who got the shot. Oh, my goodness. What was your take on that? It was horrible, to say the least.
Cut to the core. You could see she was emotionally, physically damaged and still dealing with it, and horrible to watch. Meanwhile, the criminality of the likes of Gates and phony baloney Tony Fauci sit up there with their financial interests at stake and just are given the platform to lie to us about this thing.
Well,
mRNA.
Yeah,
mRNA, messenger RNA, not like any other vaccine that's been injected, at least that we know of.
Well, you're right. And we highlighted that just the other day from a doctor, Dr. Wakefield, who had said this is not a vaccination. And he goes on and tells us what it is. And he said, once you get it, he said, you cannot reverse it. It's not like you can take it out again. But I wanted to kind of go fast forward on a thought of mine here, because we are seeing this over and over again. Don't you find it interesting, Brian, that we are literally taking orders from Bill Gates, who's not a licensed doctor? We are taking orders from the WHO, who is not a licensed doctor. And it's interesting that we see these big tech companies like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube basically censoring licensed doctors, in contrast to those that are throwing their propaganda on the American people, not just in America, but on a global basis. Are you aware of the fact that these are not even qualified doctors that are telling us that we need to take these vaccinations? Nor did they at any time, Brian, ever prove the virus. They just roughshot the American people, and they just jumped right to the vaccinations. And now we have 88% of the people in this country who are compliant with wearing masks. But if you talk to those people with masks on, Brian, they say they don't believe it, but they're just trying to, you know, not ruffle anybody's feathers. What do you say to this? It's time for the American people to stand up and ruffle the feathers of this propaganda and the propagandists who are behind this whole play.
Well, I think you may have stated it, or maybe I heard it elsewhere, one of our original shows here on 1360 KHNC, that if you don't believe in wearing the mask and you're wearing it just to get along, that qualifies as bearing false witness and not something that we're supposed to be doing. But if people question how could this be being done on a global scale, we do a financial show. We got several of them here on 1360 KHNC. I host one of them. Weekday, and we talk about the financial strains that are not just in this country but worldwide thanks to these globalist central bankers. And the coronavirus is a great cover story for the financial reset that seems to be underway. But those that are invested financially and otherwise in the coronavirus, they have everything to lose. That's why they are all in, and deception upon deception, lying to the camera while that propagates all this disinfo out to the community, the worldwide community that does not have their foundation, their basis on the rock. And Bradley, if I can quote you, the Bible is the rock upon which this republic rests, a quote from Andrew Jackson. And boy, if that's not a warning about what happens when we stray away from the real truth and the author of truth.
Amen. Well, yeah, exactly. We're seeing the fruit thereof. of, aren't we? He promised he would turn it into that nation that forgets him. He promised to turn that nation into hell, Psalm 9:16 and 17, and it's exactly where we're at today. I'm curious to know, what is the conversation that people are having in the Denver, Colorado area concerning this whole COVID fraud that's being perpetuated?
Well, if you're to believe the lying TV and believe your lying eyes, the health professionals are all in. But when I talk to, let's just say, family members, firsthand family members in the medical community, they are not taking it. And every person that they talk to in the medical community are not taking it. They're letting their bosses go first and see how things go. So that's what I know firsthand from people in the medical community. And we here, Liberty Loving on 1360 KHNC, which is why the Sons of Liberty Ministry is such a great fit for us. Catch Bradley here, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. We're moving that forward, beginning of the year, in 3 days, 8 to 9 p.m. Mountain Time. And at some point we hope to return the Saturday show. But this truth telling that you hear on this station and also GCN and Sons of Liberty, I think people are so thirsty for the truth that we're trying to find our way as well. We don't pretend to know everything, but by golly, we've got, I think, everybody's best interest in mind with the content and the show host that we have here on 1360.
Well, amen. We got about two more minutes, and it's interesting to note that the Bible tells us to go back to the old paths, Jeremiah 6:16. It tells us to beware of the new thing in the book of Proverbs, and yet we're seeing people moving along with the new thing because they have forsaken their God. They have wickedly departed from their God, and again, they're eating the fruit thereof. I wanted to bring this up in response to something that I got this morning too, Brian, just during this last minute and a half we have here. There's some foreigner, I believe he's a political figure. His name is Moki Mokhtar, and he got his vaccination publicly too. And I want to tell you what, this is probably the worst one I've seen yet. No needle. The plunger's already down. You can clearly see what's going on. He's playing right along with it in hopes that the country in which he lives, the country in which he leads, I believe, will emulate his every move. But yet they now want us to say that we don't see what we see, and they want us to say that we don't hear the things that we hear. What say you in comparison to America in foreign countries? It's interesting. Foreign countries are now awakening, Brian, in a major way to what's going on. They're defying their governments for their tyranny in Europe in a major way. But we're also beginning to see the American people stick their heads out because people in this country are finally catching on. I guess I was going to make a point out of that, but with that said, I'll make it on the other side. I'm talking to my friend Brian Roberts from KHNC. Brian, I'll give you the last 10 seconds. Anything you want to say to drive people to your radio station or your websites?
Yeah, well, I think we've done that. We should never forget the Constitution wasn't written to restrain our behavior, to restrain the government's behavior.
Amen. Patrick Henry, I totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The chief operating officer of Warp Speed is hailing the progress of the effort to get vaccines out across America.
We are really doing well, in my opinion, in distribution. Over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine out.
General Gustave Perna, speaking in Washington, D.C. during a press briefing, he continues.
In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is the first senator to say he will object when Congress meets next week to certify the election results for President-elect Joe Biden. The results of the election were also challenged in 2005 and 2016. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Republicans of denying the struggles Americans are facing.
I do hope that they will see the light and understand what the suffering that is going on in our country now.
The California Democrat also saying the GOP doesn't recognize what Americans are going through when they block $2,000 stimulus checks. The measure passed in the House but hasn't been taken up by the Senate. The FBI is investigating a possible attack on our energy grid.
Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just shooting from the hip. I'm going to play some audio, and then I'm going to take another phone call here in just a moment. Again, thank you to my friend Brian Roberts from KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver, Colorado area. Been staying in touch with him for a while now. He's a cool guy, and I appreciate him. And, again, we appreciate his information. So thanks for jumping on with us today, Brian, on such short notice. Now, folks, what I want you to listen to is the fact that you just heard during the break. Nancy Pelosi, you know, everybody laughs at her, but you don't realize the joke's on you. You know, she went from being broke to a millionaire 100 times over now. The joke's on you, America. But we just heard her on the radio. Here's the mainstream media again, confusing the American people by design. It's all a part of judgment, friends. And she's talking about how the people just don't understand how much the American people are suffering. Okay, wasn't she one of the architects of the COVID-19 relief bill? Wasn't she one that is responsible for the pork that went inside of that bill? It was reported it's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. Well, it does redistribute your wealth to foreign countries. Do you see how this works? They want you to believe that they really care for you. You just heard Nancy Pelosi. They just passed this bill. They stole your tax dollars, and they gave it away in the millions, in some cases the hundreds of millions, to foreign countries. And yet the American people have been conditioned to sit back and listen to the likes of Nancy Pelosi talk to her colleagues about how nobody understands what the American people are going through, when in fact she is responsible for taking your wealth, stealing your wealth, and redistributing that money to foreign countries. Okay? This is what you've been accustomed to, America. If you want to make America great again, you can rest assured you can't sit behind this administration, because the fact of the matter is everybody's talking about Joe Biden and how bad he is right now. Well, nobody on the campaign trail complained more about Joe Biden and his act of treason than did Donald Trump, who was supposed to and swore that he would with his hand on the Bible. He swore to execute the laws against all crime, both foreign and domestic. That means within America. You wouldn't be in this situation right now had this president done what he promised he would do 5 years ago. And he has not prosecuted one person to date. He's granted clemency, as I've shared before, concerning that of political corrupt politicians. He's released them. He's pardoned them. But he's not prosecuted anybody. You know, the Bible's clear when it says in Proverbs 28 that when a king sitteth on the throne of judgment, he scattereth away evil. And then when you read Psalm 12, verse 8, it tells us that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. You're going to have to learn the lesson, friends. You probably just want to learn it a little bit quicker than what you have in the past for your own sakes. Because if you don't, you can read Amos 6:3, because that's what's next. And you're already beginning to see this. Now, what I want to do is I want to play this, because this is kind of a perfect segue into the conversation I was just having with my friend Brian out in Denver there. This is Gemma O'Dortry, okay? She's an investigative reporter from Ireland. And I want you to hear the information that she wants to share with the world. And we want to do everything in aiding her. In doing so, friends, getting this information out to the people on a global basis, which counters again, once again, the lies coming from the propagandists that are being propped up by the mainstream media 24/7. Listen to what she found out. This is great.
I am back outside the offices of Tony Holohan here on Bagot Street in South Dublin. And you will be aware that yesterday we were here asking why it was that the HSE NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, headed up by Tony Holohan and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, why it was that they had refused to provide an answer to a Freedom of Information request that we had put in several months ago, asking if the Department of Health and the HSE could provide proof that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, actually exists, that it has been isolated in a lab. They had broken the legislation in relation to our Freedom of Information request. They had failed to provide a response within the deadline. And yesterday, after I did my stream from here, it obviously got a huge amount of traction all around the country. And this morning, lo and behold, what arrived in our post? Only this letter here from the HSE.
Listen carefully.
Which is proof of the answer that we knew that they would have to give. And that is that the virus, COVID-19, does not exist. If we dictate that, as science demands that we do, that viruses, in order to be deemed viruses, must be scientifically isolated in a laboratory and must adhere to the Cox postulates, which are a very stringent list of requirements in order to validate that a virus exists. Well, this virus does not adhere to any of them.
Wow.
So we
that's pretty crazy, isn't it? See what happens when you begin to dig in. You kind of just take it beyond for face value from these people that lie to you 24/7. Look what happens. You find out the truth of the matter. something might just not exist. It kind of reminds me of Oz, Wizard of Oz. Do you remember that show when you were a little kid? Remember the straw man and the lion and the tin man and Dorothy? Remember Toto? The only one that had enough common sense to not sit there and quiver in their boots was the little dog. The little dog is the one that had enough common sense to not take it for the way it looked. And by the way, how did the Wizard of Oz mean to control them? Through fear. And what did little Toto, the fearless one, see, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog, right? We have little Toto, and what did Toto do? He went and pulled the curtain back. And what happens when we pull the curtain back? We see it's not the way that they mean it to be. And just like this reporter out of Ireland, this investigative reporter out of Ireland that cares enough about the people to actually do her own due diligence because her gut is telling her that something's wrong. Well, guess what, friend? She did something. Guess what she found out? Exactly what her gut was telling her. The truth of the matter. When are we going to get back to that, friends? And I'm talking about the majority of the American people that are just going along to their own demise. We got Lynn calling from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Lynn?
Well, hello, and almost happy 21, or should I say prepare 21.
Amen, both.
The reason I'm calling in is because when Tim and I finished up the show this morning, we finished up on James 1, 2 through 5, and that was making wise decisions in difficult times. And what we're seeing happen, Bradley, and I'm not calling in for so much your benefit, but I am those who are listening, and that is we have District of Columbia passing legislation that children as young as 11 can receive the COVID vaccination without parental knowledge nor consent. We also have legislation that is popping up in other states that would do the same thing for children younger. And their justification is that the children recognize that the vaccine is good. Now, let me point out one thing before I let you pick up from there. We're looking at 11 and younger. These children know nothing other than the Common Core state standards indoctrination, not only through public education, but through cultural, societal, and environmental education that has been permeated in our entire communities and our churches.
Yeah. I got a question for you, Lynn, a common sense question. And again, I'm basically reflecting this off of you because I already understand where you are at on this issue. How foolish can a people believe, or I'm sorry, how foolish can a people be to drop their kids off and have their enemies train up their children?
Well, you know, here's the thing. We've got a lot who are just that dumb and stupid. We also have a lot who are like Bodie Bauckham has said, you know, you're going to wonder why they come back Romans when you let them hang out with Caesar. And so we're seeing this happen in every educational choice that's out there because this was never supposed to be about public school children.
Yep.
This is why the Every Student Succeeds Act said every student. Now, most people assume it's, oh, just for the public school kids. But no, when our government is deceptive enough to use terms like every and all, they specifically mean every and all child. Yep. And here's the thing. This goes from the time they're born until the time they are dead. It's called birth to death, cradle to grave, indoctrination that comes from the United Nations.
Yep. And again, I would say this. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? Because, Lynn, to the righteous, this is a push for war. I've been saying this for a long time. Nobody's attacking the American people more than their said representatives along hand in glove with the mainstream media. And here we are. It's just getting closer to that day, and it's purposed. And Americans need to understand that it's purposed. And either we're going to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, Lynn, friends that are listening, or else we're going to lose it all. It's up to us.
We
can't blame God.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, thank you, Lynn. I always appreciate your input. I very much do. I'm going to take Cody on the other side of this. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to my topic here, friends. Did you know that in 1960 there was 5 vaccinations that were required? 1983 there was 24 that were required. And then in 2018 there was 72 vaccinations per student that were required. Do you understand where this is going, America? Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm watching some of your comments on Top Chat right now, friends. Just to give you guys an idea, we had 10,000 people watching yesterday, literally, and that's just one outlet. And so I get to see these feeds coming through all day. And there's some people right now, you could literally, and I'm talking to my friend Dan right now on Top Chat, responding to an individual on Top Chat. You could transport these people to the sun, Dan, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see the sun. They don't want to see the truth. And regardless, what I do is I just basically tack up the facts. Facts are stubborn things. I don't care about their opinions. I don't care about how they want to debate and gut the pith and marrow out of the truth. I just give them the facts, right? And I leave them right there, and then they have to deal with themselves. And that's exactly what you're dealing with right now. So just some of you guys out there doing the right thing, I totally appreciate you. Some of you people that are just unwilling to see it for what it is, I feel for you. I really do. I feel for your state. You are self-condemned. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. You sit there and you praise the arm of the flesh. You reap the curse, and you're trying to figure out why you're reaping the curse. And then you want to blame somebody else that the media is pointing their finger at, not knowing that they're doing that only to confuse the people. It's interesting how it's everybody's fault but the president's, isn't it? It's everybody's fault but the president's. That's exactly what these people that support Donald Trump do. They blame everybody else except the responsible party. You sicken me to the core. I just want to tell you that. You are what we stand up against here on the show. If you were principled, if you were Christocrats, maybe then and only then would you get things done. And by the way, the worst thing that could happen is when you do hold this administration, this current administration, to the law, I mean, and you love him so much, then why don't you tell him the truth? Why don't you hold him to the truth? You don't love him. You actually hate him biblically, because if you didn't, you're only trying to, because this is how we see it, you're merely just trying to justify your stance, and you're hiding behind the president in attempting to defend the indefensible. And that's the fact of the matter here. And that is the truth of the matter. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Cody, Illinois, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon, Bradley.
Hey.
I sent you an article about our politician psychopaths, you know, talking about being vigilant and why we need to be vigilant as citizens with our government. It's a really good article if you have a chance to read it. It goes on to say that maybe we should even require psychological tests of our politicians in the last paragraph of it. And it's in the Huffington Post quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah, they love me. Yeah. Yeah, Huffington Post.
Anyway, it was kind of a good article.
Well, they have a long history. They have a long history of telling people the truth too. They don't. I'm being facetious. I was just going to tell you, I just did an article last week on the California governor, the tyrant out there, Newsom, and how the people are getting pretty close to getting the numbers for the recall. And a article came out from the mainstream media, and they basically said that, in essence, the nuts and bolts, the pith and marrow of their message was for the people to stand up in a time like this, with this pandemic, really causes the government to be unstable. This is not a good time to go after the governor that's attacking small businesses, that's being busted for his lies continuously. They're basically saying that for us to hold in check, our representatives will destabilize our government. I kid you negative, Cody. I kid you negative.
Yeah, I'm surprised, honestly, it's taken this long. I'm kind of disappointed in Americans that they've allowed this to go on as long as they have, you know, and I'm honestly surprised, you know, that some of these politicians haven't been killed, you know, as long as this is going on. Not saying that they should be, but they're making it so hard to deal with these people legally that it's just sad. But one last thing I was going to mention.
Let me add one more thing to that. I don't even know that I'm going to get to my topic. I did cut and paste, friends, the article for today on social media platforms. Do check it out. But I want to go back to this. Cody, I just wrote an article back in May. If you want to make America great again, we the people will have to make corrupt politicians fear the punishment again, and soon. That article alone got about 280,000 shares within just a matter of 2 days. That tells you what people are thinking about. That tells you that people are sick and tired of it, but they're not acting upon it yet. And I'm not talking about, again, I want to make clear, because someone will put the words in my mouth, this is not what I'm saying. I want a reformation. I don't want revolution. But again, I'm going to defend myself. And if these assaults continue, sooner or later, they're going to get a lawful response. And it is going to be in the fact that I'm defending myself against those that are attacking me, for the record.
Well, you know, if anybody wants a template out there for activism, Illinois Leaks, started as Edgar County Watchdogs here in Illinois. They do a really good job. They get called in to various counties, townships, cities, whatever, that where they know there's some kind of corruption going on. They help people do, or they do them themselves, the Freedom of Information, and they, you know, they've busted all sorts of corruption. It seems like at least once a month there's something going on where they're busting corruption.
They're not telling you that. They don't want the I do a whole show on it. If you go to Wikipedia political corruption, you will find literally hundreds and hundreds of politicians that have been busted for crime after crime. Right. And it's interesting, the majority of the crimes are committed against children, if you didn't know that. And
Tim, everybody look up that tent where Tim did the interview. I forget the English guy's name. Okay. There with the whole pizza, Comet pizza deal. It was on Facebook. Where do I find your videos if it's not on YouTube after Facebook purges them? Where are you loading them to directly?
Well, we were deplatformed by YouTube about a month and a half ago now, and okay. We had 7 years of videos over there. So you can always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to it, Cody, and you'll always find our stuff there. And if when you look in the articles, keep in mind, I only write one or two. I bet we have 30 contributors now from across the country. But Tim posts about 13 to 15 articles to sonsoflibertymedia.com every day. But people do remember there's different contributors, so don't just think it's just me and Tim writing everything all the time, because there are other contributors. And the way that you find that out is go to the bottom of the page. You'll find out who the author is, and then you can respond to them personally. But if you always want to know where we're at, Cody, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We will always be on that landing page every single time.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I don't have time to get my topic, so if you got anything else you want to say, go ahead and kill it.
Well, I was going to mention, Gab, there's now Gab TV. That's one possible place you might want to start posting to. They've got, I think they're pushing 1 million members now with all and everybody leading to Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Isn't that crazy?
That would be one idea.
What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? Because I'm going to give you my thoughts first and foremost, and then you just tell me what your thoughts are, okay? Let's try it that way once. Okay. I don't always think it's best when we see our freedoms, namely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, our freedom of speech, under attack by a bunch of globalists. I don't think it's always good to pack up and leave. I think it's for the American people to remember that these colors don't run, and to turn and to face off with those that are attempting to upend our God-given rights. And so when I see YouTube, I see people running away from YouTube, and I see them running away from Facebook, and I see them running away from Twitter. No. Why are we running? Do you think for one moment that they're not going to come and attack us on our new platform? Because you can rest assured, what we're doing is we're allowing them to basically paint us into a corner, but we can't blame them for what we tolerate. I mean, if we're going to have to keep running, that reminds me of what took place in the 30s, that you can only run for so long. But I believe that the issues that we are dealing with today, you're not going to be able to run from all of them. You're going to have to sooner or later turn around and fight. And I think it's better to fight at the offset of these transgressions rather than, earlier rather than later. What are your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. And you're doing that by suing some of these companies, but not everybody wants a lawsuit, can afford a lawsuit, and that's the problem. Once they deplatform you, you don't have any voice on that, so you would want to get some kind of a judgment. But I was going to mention something on this vaccine. I got to think of a legal angle. The Constitution says that, you have your property rights. It's usually typically talking about physical property, I believe, but you can argue your body is your property.
Of course.
They're going to try to force an injection into you.
Of course.
You need just compensation. They don't even want to give liability compensation to these companies. So, that's an angle some of these attorneys could look at as these tyrant psychopathic
The attorneys, I find that the attorneys, Cody, are part of the problem because they win either way. They don't care if they win or lose. That's my experience, and it's really sickening because they fail to understand that their children are going to be left behind when they're gone. And that's what we need to remind them of, that, wait a second, you've got kids too, right? What, do you think your kids are impervious to what's coming? Do you think that for some reason or another that they're just going to get some sort of immunity because you defended the bad guy or you didn't win for the good guy? I mean, it does. It sickens me to no end. It really does. But I want to put into perspective really quick, Cody, that if people think for one moment anybody wants a lawsuit, and it's really sad in America today that we have to hire an attorney to do what we can do for ourselves. And the fact of the matter is we need to deal with it one way or another, and that's what's coming up. I also want to say the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, before it gets into a needle going into your body, we have every right in the world to defend ourselves from them, also bringing the Second Amendment. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.